Hey everybody, it's Keith Jackson. It's time for once again a great show from them guys up north that we love so much. Tim and Tim, TNT critics, TNT, whatever they call themselves, they're great people. It's time once again for a podcast. It's time once again for depression and other things.
I'm depressed.
Tim, are you depressed, buddy?
I am more depressed than I've ever been, ever.
Oh, man, you seem so depressed. I hate to see you depressed.
I'm just depressed, you know? We got a team that can't do shit.
Not shit, brother.
Cannot do a damn thing.
Not a damn thing.
And, you know, we go to these places, and we go to these away games, and they come to us at our home field, and we just make them look good, you know? We're loved in the NFL for making other teams look good. You're welcome. We do our best.
You're right, man. I mean, we made the Jets look good. We made
the Colts.
We made the Colts look good, and they were down.
Made the Bengals look good. Now they're doing all right.
They're just great. They're just great. You're right. I'm with you, brother. I'm depressed.
We're depressed. So, yeah, this is another vent, people. This is another vent.
This is a vent podcast.
No, you know,
because we're angry.
Today, yeah, we kept up with the score for a little bit in the first quarter.
What do you know? It was 3-3.
Wow. It was tied.
We're in this.
We did it. Oh, they scored a touchdown.
Hey,
okay.
Refs, can we call it now? We'll just call a tie.
Hey, so they scored a touchdown, and hey, we're still in it though. We're still in it. They scored another one.
Oh shit.
Well, I mean, we can come back. It's only halftime.
Oh man,
only halftime. 24-3 at halftime.
24-3 at the half.
And then we come back, and then now it's just not looking good at all. We score. We got a pick six? Did we get a pick six?
Pick six, man.
We threw a pick six too.
Oh boy, did we throw a pick six?
We did.
Oh great.
Yeah, our good friend Kevin Hogan threw how many yards? 80 yards? 80-yard pick six.
Oh golly.
How does that happen? What do we do?
What do we do, man?
I just don't know.
But, Jason McCourty caught a interception for a pick six for the Brownies.
Wow.
And he ran it back 56 yards.
So a defensive touchdown. We got a defensive touchdown.
So we have not yet to get an offensive touchdown. And I'm just checking out right now. And what do you know? We just went backwards. So now Dookie, he ended up getting tackled for a 6-yard loss. And now it's 3rd and 16 on our own 36. And we're right now in the fourth quarter with 10:50 left. Tim,
we're coming back.
Morasses.
We're coming back.
You see one of the comebacks that they're talking about forever.
We're coming back.
And then they'll open up with ESPN, and oh my God, the comeback of the century. The Browns come back in Houston, down 20-something points, and they come back with 10 minutes left, and they win! 35-33!
Bullshit! No, nothing's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Freaking Houston's going to score another touchdown before the day's over.
You know what I see?
Oh, now it's 4th and 12.
Oh, great.
Let's go for it, Hugh.
You know what I see?
We see, brother.
I see 0-16.
Dude, that bad?
That's what I see.
Man, this team ain't better than last year. It ain't worse than last year, is it?
Obviously it is.
No,
obviously it is.
Man, just great expectations all year long, man. Or all off season long.
Preseason, we were, you know, excited.
Yeah.
Undefeated in the preseason. Of course, that doesn't mean shit.
Well, do you think this kid tried extra hard just to make us, you know, we passed on him? And, you know, he's happy here. He's happy in Houston. If he was here, oh, God, he wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, Deshaun
Watson.
Deshaun
Watson would probably be benched. No playmakers, man. We ain't got nothing.
So let's take a look at some stats and some things. Is this Hugh's final year?
Bro, I believe if you don't get fired before the season before the season's over, I will be surprised.
Because what's he doing?
As much as you love a guy, I love this guy. I love this guy. And if he was just like the full-time offensive coordinator and we had like a real good coach, I think he would. This team would be doing a lot better. I just don't think Hugh is a... I don't think Hugh's a head coach, man. I really don't.
Defense was supposed to be our main thing. Okay, Greg Williams. And we are big Greg Williams fans.
We were.
What do you think? How do you think he's doing?
Well, I hate to say it, but I think he's doing crappy. I mean, we have not much of a pass rush. We don't have We don't have much of a pass rush. Miles Garrett got another sack today, but that's kind of cool to hear. But we don't have nothing, man. I mean, we're like lifeless.
A quarterback. We need receivers.
We do.
Do you agree with me there? If we had that, we could do something.
Well, do you believe that we got a good enough defense if we kept everybody next year in the offseason?
I say our defense is okay. So our defense is fine for the most part.
We need playmakers.
That's what we need.
We need playmakers, man. Offensive line.
So you got to think about this, all right? For them to have 33 points, okay, I forget when exactly they had it. Do they still have 33 right now?
Yeah.
They still have 33. So
they got the ball.
They got the ball. But you got to remember, our great quarterback, Kevin Hogan, which we had a little expectation for today, threw three interceptions, and one of them was a pick six.
Yeah.
So you got to remember that, too. So that wasn't, defense fault. Most of this was offensive, and then most of this was Kevin Hogan's fault.
Take away the extra point because they missed it after that pick six. So take away 6 points, and they're still in the 20s.
I mean,
but they still outscored us.
It's bad.
Well, are you almost at the point where you blame all this on coaching?
It's to the point, yes, where you can start blaming a little bit of this on coaching, but you can't blame all of it on coaching.
No.
You can blame a lot of it on your quarterbacks. You can blame a lot of it for your receivers not being able to catch the damn ball. We got
to
rely
on the field.
We got to rely on our damn running game.
Okay, let me tell you who the top receiver for us is right now.
Yeah, okay, please tell me.
Okay, it's Williams. I want it's K. Williams. Who's K. Williams?
That's
somebody we got in the offseason, wasn't it?
I believe so.
The boy from Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, two receptions for 24 yards. That's your main receiver of the day.
Four receptions, 24 yards.
Yes.
And what's their top receiver? Could you tell me?
I can.
Okay.
Top receiver for them is a W. Fuller. Don't know his first name. But he's got two catches for 62 yards and one TD.
Wow.
So, a little bit difference there.
Wow.
Okay, our top rusher, thank God it's the Crow. He's at 11 attempts for 55 yards. Probably a good average of about 5 yards plus, so that's not too bad. And there's his, I think it's Dwayne Freeman, D. Freeman?
Dwayne mm-hmm.
Freeman. 12 attempts for 59 yards. And I guess they're about the same in average carry-wise. But do you want to hear the quarterback lowdown?
Let's go ahead and hear it while we're on here.
While we're venting now. Okay, Kevin Hogan's at 15 for 30, so that means it's 15 incompletions for 94 yards. Sorry, I chuckled there. No touchdowns and three picks. The great kid, Deshaun Watson, who we should have picked.
Had in our grass.
He fell right there at our pick. Number 12, was that number 12 or whatever we had?
Whatever.
It was there.
Whatever, yeah.
Whatever, and then it was like, pick him. There's been a trade. The Cleveland Browns have traded the Houston Blubble Balls for... The Texans. And, man, we both just dropped to the floor, man.
Remember just my heart sinking.
Like, take a knife and cut our jugular.
And we saw Deshaun Kaiser.
We watched the game, man, and they beat Alabama.
We saw Deshaun Kaiser's, highlight reels.
And you know what,
Tim? And I did not like him. I did not. We didn't like him at all.
We wasn't that crazy about him, but that was the thing to do, you know? Yep. So, you know, it's, you don't like him, or you might not, or you do like him, but you think of the things that he done, you know? And so, I don't give a good gosh darn about what we got for him. We got a stick in next year's first round pick. So we got to wait a whole offseason. Then we got to wait till April to get this pick to see what we even get for him. Then we got to go through camp. And then we got to see what he's going to do. And then we don't even know what he's going to do. What side of the ball is he going to be on?
So so go ahead and tell us what the how much did Deshaun Watson do today? What did he do today?
Okay, he's 17 of 29, which is not that great. I mean, that's
not that great. A little bit better than what
but
we got.
But the yards is there. 225 yards and 3 touchdowns and 1 pick, and he had to pick 6. Well, you know, when your team wins by right now, say 33-10 was the final. If your team wins by that don't mean doodly squat. You got a winning quarterback, you know. But I would like to know why the heck the Browns can't score an offensive touchdown today. They got everybody banged up. J.J. Watt's banged up. His buddy from Cincinnati's banged up. Golly, they got secondary guys out. Linebackers are out. Why in the heck can't we get a offensive touchdown?
I wish I had answers for you. I really do. Going the direction we're going in with everything, thinking about this year, do you think we can win a game this year? Can we beat anyone?
Can we beat anyone? It's hard, Tim. It's really hard, brother. I'm trying to get the roster. Okay, we got Tennessee at home next week. And on paper, yeah, it looks good. But, you know, we'll make them look good, and they'll kick our butts. I mean, we still got Green Bay at home.
Oh.
And then we got road games. We still got to we got Baltimore at home still. We still got to go to Cincinnati.
We got Steelers again at the end of the year.
Steelers at the end of the year. I'm trying to think who else we got.
Bears. We got the Bears.
We got the Bears. That's on the road, ain't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
We got the Vikes in
London.
In London. Oh, Jesus.
Can we beat anyone? Can we beat any of those teams?
I have to say no. I don't see us beating nobody. I see it being... Well, I mean, we could kiss any kind of, unless we win out, which is like would be a miracle. I don't see, you know, we're definitely kicked out of any kind of playoff contention.
Oh, of course.
I mean, only 6 teams don't make playoffs. I mean, you got to win out. You got to win the next 9, no 10. You got to win the next 10 and just hope somebody's worse than that. And then you probably got to, like, wait till somebody loses and somebody wins to get, and you have to win to get in. I mean,
there's
you
no
have
way
to win out.
We're making a damn. Yeah. No way.
We don't win out.
Chances are, I mean, unbelievable. So, with a schedule that's coming up, no, we cannot beat a single one of them teams. And we know that. We know that.
I can only thank you. Given this guy, this is his first start, and he probably had a lot of butterflies.
Yeah.
It's a lot better. I mean, it's a lot different when you come in the third quarter to when you start the game, man. I mean, I'm sure it is. So I want to give the guy all kinds of, why am I making excuses? Because that's what a Browns fan does.
Exactly. That I was just going
and
to say.
I was just
why
say,
are we making excuses for?
And I was just getting ready to say, the only thing I could see is, you know, he's got a second start under the belt next week, and he might have a better chance against Tennessee. But yeah, that's me making excuses, man.
We can't make excuses for.
You gotta stop him, man. You gotta stop making excuses. This team flat right blows, man, and they have no. I remember Tony Grossi said a couple weeks back when he was picking the Jets game, And a couple other, Rizzo and a couple other guys picked the Brownies because they thought they'd beat the Jets, which we should, of course. And Tony Groza's pick came up and he said, you know what? This team now is in the, they're in losing mode. The only thing that they know how to do right now is lose. And that'll keep on. And he picked the Jets to beat them.
Yep.
And a fan, a beat writer, a great all-around guy.
A Clevelander,
when he does that, that means one thing. He knows. And I feel like him, man. I really do.
It's to the point now where pack up your shit. Let's get ready for next year. I mean, that's what it comes down to. But let's think about our stat, okay? We won one game last year. One. And that was a piece of luck on that one. A missed field goal. That's what won it. A Christmas miracle, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So, had that, that's Hugh's only regular season win.
I think he'll be like 1-21 after this week or 22. 1-22 in his first 23 21. Games.
21. It'll be 1-21.
Holy Jesus.
1-21. How bad
21.
Does that hurt? That hurts.
That now really watch hurts. Now, they just went backwards again. It was 3rd-and-16 on the Houston 36. They just got sacked. And now it's 4th-and-35 because he got sacked again.
Sounds about right.
Man, we punted. We were driving. Oh, wait a minute. Kevin Hogan fumbled.
Kevin Hogan fumbled. Are you surprised?
I'm not, Tim. So now it's 1st-and-10 for Houston on the Houston 2, which now they'll probably give him a 98-yard drive. And they'll be talking to him for a while.
Play of the game. 98-yard drive for Houston. Against the low Cleveland Browns.
It's depressing, man. It's depressing. But, you know, there's other things in the Browns football, man. There's cold beer. There's the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Sure. You know, I've been wanting to talk to you, man. I think, you know, a nice Ohio State Buckeyes podcast wouldn't hurt one day.
I would love a podcast with the Bucks, man. I really would.
At least it's a winning team, but not just because they're winning. We love the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, we're big Buck fans, man. And we bleed Scarlet and Gray on Saturdays, man.
And, you know, we got a lot of competition coming up.
Penn State,
who just moved into number 2 right now.
So they did move 2.
They did.
Wow.
They chose them because of completion record.
So I'm thinking it's them 2 and then
Georgia's
3. Okay.
So we got that right now, and hopefully we move up. And
oh, man, I want to move up, bro.
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't checked all the stats. I just saw the top 3.
I would say we're in the top 10 still. 7th, 8th spot maybe?
I'm hoping something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would like to do a podcast for them. But here for the Browns, you know, we're here. You know, we're here to vent and we're here to, you know, share what everyone else is thinking in the Browns community. And that is, are we going to win a game?
Yeah, really.
Are we going to do anything?
Are we going to do anything?
That's all we need. But, like you did say earlier, some nice cold brews does comfort the soul some.
That's right.
When having a day like today. And one brewery that we have to, you know, actually
Shout out to our good friends.
At March 1st
Brewery.
Not only do they deal with brews, they also deal with ciders as well, if you're into those. And we actually got, you know,
apple and pumpkin farm feel.
And for that apple and pumpkin farm feel, we have a great cider that we actually have right in front of us now.
Oh, we got it from
And that's the apple fritter cider from
apple
March
Apple fritter
1st.
Cider. I was calling it crisp earlier because
it is crispy.
A crisp flavor.
Very crisp. Very delicious.
Man, crisp is just grabs you.
It grabs you. Grabs you, shakes
it's like
you.
It's a crispy grab.
And it shoves its apple-y spices down your throat.
Oh, man, and other places, too.
Yep, for sure, for sure. So, you know, drink some beers, have fun. Also, follow us on Untappd at CNT Beer Critics and on Instagram at CNT Beer Critics. We would really appreciate it. Another thing you should check out is Yahoo Sports for Android and Apple devices. Follow your favorite teams, set appointments, and you know, watch your great Cleveland Browns lose games. It's a great app that we use all the time.
That's
right. So, here at TNT, we thank you for listening. I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Sr.
And have a great day.